The second word is a gorgeous word. Oh, it's a lovely word. It's the word declare. Not eclair. That's a lovely piece of dessert. I do like a good eclair, by the way. I like the kind. I don't like the custard. I like the fresh cream inside them with a chocolate on top that snaps when you bite it. I do not like soft chocolate. It goes, and you, oh, glory to God, that was gorgeous. maybe a little bit of Grand Marnier in that cream. I don't know, but that's another story. All right, declare. You've got to start declaring it done, he said. So I said, oh, God, when are you going to do it? He said, shut that talk up and start saying, thank you, God, you have done it, and I declare it so according to your will. Too many people ask me for things I've already given them and they don't have them because they won't declare it as so, therefore they don't see it as right there in front of their faces. Oh God, when are you going to give me this job? Oh God, he said, I've done it for you. Haven't you read the Bible about how I feel about you? Declare it done, he said. When last did you declare these things done? You were so busy giving the devil permission to make you feel like a failure and a loser and you're hurt and offended. No, 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 no. Declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, I've done all your works for you. All you have to do is receive them from my loving hand. I've done it all. He said, your life's a setup for victory. It's a done deal. You're going to start living like it's a done deal on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I'm telling you, now you'll become a boy again on the inside, and you need to become a boy on the inside to survive this stinking world. He said, I'm for you. I'm on your side. I'm not going to let anyone, no, not even your own flesh, rob you. We are laborers together, and it shall be done as I have planned and promised. It's going to happen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He said, you just get ready to receive and declare it done.
Amen.
There's something else I want to say now. Let's just jump into the third word. Receive. He said, this year I want you to learn how to receive everything I've ever promised. This year I want you to declare it done. And stop asking me 10 times like I'm deaf. He didn't say that part. That was my addition. Then number three. The third word. These are marvelous. Are you blessed? I mean, are you out of your ever loving?
Yes.
I'm telling you, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, we should be running around. I said, do you mind sitting down? I've got to have a service here. You know, I'm on a time clock. The word is haste. Not yeast, haste.
Wow.
And he turned me to, we won't turn there, but he turned me to 1 Samuel 21:8, where he said, David said, the king's business requires haste. Haste. The problem is we keep being philosophical and que sera, sera about this. Like, hey, when he says it, he means it. Move in it and receive it, declare it, and make haste. I don't want to read something. If I can just get through these things in the next 10 minutes, we'll still be okay. Because I think they're so outrageous. Listen to this. This is the answer to your personal hang-ups. You are living in the wrong place. Now, what was he talking about? Well, he said, live the dream and make haste to it. It's this dream of God that he's got on us as a people, as a church, and personally. He said, live that dream. Live in that dream, not where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your personal hang-ups exist because that's where you dream. You think about this problem. You rehearse this problem. You revisit this problem. That's your, become your dream. Oh, but I want to change so badly. Then don't think about it. You don't have the dreams of God in you. He said to me, tell the people you are living in the wrong place. Instead of living in the dream God has given us, given you, you're living in your problems and your excuses and your handicaps. That's where you live. You're fixated. You just think them, you just talk them, you just speak them, you regret them. You've regretted them so many times it's become a shame to the cross. I don't know how, Holy Spirit, I don't know how to say more clearly that they're living the wrong dream. He said this, it's not you that has to change, it's where you're living in your head.
That's good. Amen.
It's not you that has to change. It's where you're living in your head. You're crazy in your head. You're crazy in your head. Did you hear me? In Jesus' name. You're crazy in your head. And that's where you're living. And your life's crazy because of it.